Hey, Andy, with, you know, you're coming off of three losses in a row, and now you got the Broncos and then the Giants coming to town these next 2 weeks. Do you feel like the season's on the line for you right now?
We feel like we need to come out and we need to get a win. You know, we have had three losses in a row, but we've got to find a way to turn that around. So, yeah, I mean, this is a make or break part of the season. We've got to really come out and play our best and, win some games.
What's been happening in the past 3 weeks, Andy, that wasn't happening in the beginning of the season for you guys?
We haven't been consistent. We're putting some drives together and, maybe be a 10-play drive for 80 yards, and the next we're three and out for a couple drives. I mean, we can't have that. We just need to be more consistent. That's the biggest thing.
Andy, what's been the biggest jump for you? I mean, that's pretty heady stuff to go to the playoffs and the Pro Bowl as a rookie. What's been your biggest jump this year?
Yeah, I think just knowledge of everything that's going on. I feel like, I've got more control of the offense. I feel like they're asking me to do a little bit more. So, I think that's just where, the more I'm playing, the more comfortable that I'm going to feel and the more comfortable that the coach is going to feel with what I can do.
Andy, tell us about your relationship with Jay Gruden. He's crafted that offense around you, and you guys seem to be in sync.
Yeah, it's been great since the day I got here, since the day they drafted me. So, it's been nice to come in and to have a coach like that, where there's a lot of give and take, asking what I like, for him, making sure that we're on the same page at all times, and it's been good.
Andy, Flacco and Ryan had big rookie years, struggled a little bit in their second year. Broncos got you and Cam Newton here back-to-back weeks. You guys had big years. Do you think this second year when you struggle, it's not that you're worse, but it is, as you say, you're making tougher throws or giving you tougher throws. You've got more to do, more to grasp, and that's maybe one reason why the second year doesn't always go as hoped?
Yeah, I mean I don't know exactly what it is. It's hard to put a finger on, one thing that makes the change. But it's for me. It's just trying to get better each week. And I think that we've done a lot of good things this year. I just think for the overall, we have such a better feel of what we're doing. It's just going out and putting it all together. That's the thing that where you get the test on Sunday. So. For us, I think that it is trying to just improve each week, and hopefully that that'll happen throughout the rest of the season, the next 9 weeks.
Has it been frustrating for you how certain teams have really been able to focus on AJ Green and take away that weapon from you?
Yeah, I mean everybody knows how good AJ is and know what he can do. So teams do know where he is. I mean they double him, but we still have to find ways to get him the ball. And, with that, I mean, our other guys are going to have to step up as well. And, there's been times where we've done that. So, it's an effort from everybody. We've got to make sure everybody's on the same page and everybody's contributing. And, when they are taking AJ away, those other guys have to step up.
Andy, what'd you think the first time you practiced with AJ?
I mean, you could definitely see how talented he was. You see why he was, the fourth pick in the draft. He was very well deserved. He can do everything that you ask him to do. He's, so rangy. He's got great ball skills, and he's got an extra gear when the ball's in the air. So, he's one of the best receivers out there.
Is there any situation where you wouldn't just put it up and see if he could make a play?
You really have to know when you can take your chances because a lot of the time he's out there making plays even when he is covered. So you got to know when you can take your chances, but a lot of the time he's coming down with those.
It looks like you guys have a really dynamic offensive line. Can you talk about those guys a little bit and maybe particularly what Zeitler's brought to the mix?
Yeah, they've done a good job. We feel like we're big and physical up front. Kevin, he was doing it in college, and now he's doing the same thing here. Big physical guy. Really good in the run game, and so it's great to have those guys. And we're young, which is good to see. I think we've got the most experiences at the tackles, and. Inside last week we had a rookie center come in to play. So, fun to see. You know, hopefully these guys will be around for a long time, and you know, we can all be together.
Andy, any thoughts of going up against Peyton Manning this week? You didn't get to do that last year, obviously, because Manning didn't play. Now you get to face a future Hall of Famer. What's that feel like?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I've watched Peyton for a long time, and you know, just the type of player that he is, and you know, like you said, he's a future Hall of Famer. So, you know, it's always a good test when you go against guys like that.
What about Denver's defense concerns you?
You know, they're a speed defense. They, you know, with Von Miller and Dumerville on the edges, you know, they really do a good job of disrupting, you know, pass lanes and things like that, and make you move around in the pocket. So, you know, they're going to be a tough test. And you got Champ on the outside. You know, he's been doing it, playing really well for a long time. You know, going to 11 Pro Bowls in 14 years. That's you know, shows what kind of player he is. And so, you know, we've got to be on our game. We've got to execute. And, you know, if we play our game, you know, I think good things will happen.
Andy, I talked to you down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, when you were down there, and we spent a lot of time talking about your composure. What makes you so calm and cool in the pocket when all the chaos is flying around you?
Yeah, I just feel like that's how I've always been. You know, I feel like just, you know, kind of my attitude, kind of how it's, you know, I've always played the game. So, you know, I don't feel like that's changing. You know, I still get, you know, got to stay even keel throughout the game, regardless of, you know, good or bad things happen. So that's just kind of how I've always been, though.
How do you neutralize that edge rush that the Broncos have? Is there anything you can do to keep those guys from leaving their footprints all over the game?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want those guys one-on-one all the time. And, you know, find ways to chip them or, you know, get two guys on them. But, you know, when there is one-on-ones, we've got to win those matchups and do whatever we can to slow those guys down.
And the matchup with Bailey and Green, do you think AJ has been kind of looking forward to this one, or is really anticipating going up against a veteran like Bailey?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good matchup. You know, I know AJ's looking forward to it. I think you know, it'll be a good test for him, just to, for him to go out there and play against a guy like that. So, no, I feel like we match up well. I feel like, you know, I'd put AJ against anybody. So, you know, we'll see on Sunday.
Hey, Andy, are you getting a little more used to Andrew Hawkins, and what do you think he can bring to the offense?
Yeah, he's such a, you know, explosive guy when he's got the ball in his hands. And so, you know, they're definitely just finding ways to get him the ball, whether it be, you know, screens, bubbles, whatever it is, or, you know, throwing the ball down the field, because he gets separation. So, no, he does bring a kind of a new dimension to our offense, and, no, it's just finding ways to get him the ball in space.
What do you think of his story to get to the league?
Pretty crazy. It shows that you know, if you put in the work and time, you know, good things will happen. And you know, he's done everything he could to get here, and you know, he's not wasting any moment. I can tell you that.
And you've always had a quick release. Is holding on to the ball for that split second longer to let plays develop, is that something that you're trying to make a leap in this second season?
Yeah, I mean, there's times where I feel like maybe I could have held on the ball maybe a little bit longer, but, you know, I'm still reacting. I'm still playing my game, and, you know, you can second-guess things if you do hold on the ball too long, and, you know, bad things can happen. So it's just knowing when to hold on to a little bit longer and things like that. And so, you know, just the more I'm playing, the better feel that I'm getting.
Andy, you talked about other guys stepping up outside of A.J. Green. Broncos have struggled covering tight ends. You'd like to see a little more Jermaine Gresham this week, or, you know, a little of that young baby Hawk underneath, Armin Benz, any of these other guys?
Yeah. You know, we feel like, you know, those guys are, you know, all of them have made big plays for us. So, you know, we need contributions from everywhere. It can't just be just A.J. It's got to be everybody.
What kind of candy are you giving out tonight?
What was that?
What kind of candy are you giving out tonight? It's Halloween.
I don't know. We're going to have to go to the grocery store after practice and go pick some up.
Go to the big bars. You'll be popular.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks
a lot, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah. See ya.